All right, back at it here, 96.5 The Fan, Bob Fesco and Mac Morey today. Dusty is off. He will be back tomorrow here on 96.5 The Fan. Coming up a little bit later on in the show, the second depth chart came out. I know Mac is champing at the bit to talk about it. And we'll also talk about coming up, you're going to get the opportunity to react to who you think is the most important player for fixing the offense this year. We'll discuss that coming up in 12 minutes. And I'm interested to see what everybody has to say, because I think, well, at least the two of us anyway, we're probably going to be a little bit different than each other, which is good. It opens it up for discussion. So yeah. Who do you like? I like Mahomes. So do I. Okay, great. Next.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Sweet.
And sometimes the obvious answer is the right answer, right? Mm-hmm. It is Patrick Mahomes. Delane kind of stole the day yesterday doing his highlights, right?
Great.
I mean, we saw him against Rasheed Rice. We saw him against Cyrus Allen. We saw him against, I want to say, Caldwell, was it maybe? Or
I don't know. I can't remember who
there
the
was
third
three,
was.
Three guys.
Yeah, three clips that were really circulating.
That were going around the interwebs yesterday. Cyrus Allen, Rasheed Rice, and Nico Remigio were the three wide receivers that Delane was going up against in practice, and none of them caught a ball. I mean, his coverage was all over the place, and I mean, I don't know if they're penalties or anything like that or how the NFL is going to call it, but man, I was really impressed with what I saw out of him in those quick camp highlight videos. Now, they're highlights, obviously. You don't see every single play, but with a guy that was injured, a guy that's a rookie, a guy that's young, a guy that we're counting on as a top six pick, the highlights of him being in pads and ready to go, he looks the part right now, doesn't he?
No, he really does. I like him using his size. I like him being physical. That's the way Chiefs corners have played for the whole Spags era, even back to Bob Sutton, where they're very handsy. They like to be in your jersey, which at some point will bring the penalties. So he's going to have to watch that. But yeah, I think I love what I'm seeing so far. And if he is the number six overall pick, if he really is that good and he's an immediate impact guy, you're going to have two really, really solid starting corners in Noah Williams and Mansoor Delane.
Yeah.
And if Jaden Hicks is, if that first preseason game is any indication of what we're going to get out of Hicks, and I really like Alohi Gilman. Now, there's a clip of him getting absolutely burned by Travis Kelce. Which is so funny. You got NFL fans, not Chiefs fans, kind of being like, wow, Alohi Gilman, cut that guy. It's like, Travis Kelce's been doing this to every safety and every corner in the league for the last 15 years.
Dude, I've been telling people he's done this. For 15 years. Fake left, go right.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time, and nobody can figure it out.
It was such a good fake.
Alohi Gilman looked like he blew a tire, bro. It was bad.
It was so bad. And that's him at 36 years old. But either way, if both those guys, you got Gilman and you got Hicks playing like they're going to possibly be playing, I mean, that secondary, kind of been one of our worries, kind of been a topic over these last couple months, like, okay, how are they going to be able to perform? Well, I think we're seeing slowly but surely, okay, maybe this won't take as long as we thought it would.
Yeah, and that's why you let the process take its place, right? Yep. I mean, my wife always says this saying, stop borrowing trouble, right? And it's easier said than done, because that's what we do. We're humans. We worry like it's nobody's business, because that's what we're conditioned to do. We worry about things that we don't have control of. And then when things take place and we're like, oh, okay, it worked out the way it was supposed to work out, right? And that's kind of the way that training camp is going. That's why I don't get so worked up over somebody with the ones or any of this stuff in training camp. They're trying to figure things out. And when you have an operation like Andy Reid has had for 40 years in the NFL and been around these great coaches, he usually figures it out. And so that's what makes me excited about this, is because we're seeing not only Delane doing good things, we're seeing him against Cyrus Allen and Rasheed Rice, two of the better receivers now. And I think you can put Cyrus Allen on. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yes,
on our team.
On our team.
I think right now you can put Cyrus Allen into that category on our team. He wasn't doing it against guys that are going to be cut.
No, I'm excited about that. I do want to see him do it against better competition.
Sure.
We don't have the best route runners in the league, or even in the division, or what say you. This preseason game, which we'll talk about later on the show, is the most important, and it's imperative to me, in my opinion, that he does play and goes and gets reps against Emeka Buka and those other guys.
Are they playing anybody though down there?
Yeah.
They are. Okay.
Yes. Baker Mayfield and those guys.
They're
will be playing.
Splitting time. Baker and the backup are 50-50 this week.
Jalen Daniels.
Yeah. The Jayhawk, right? Had a great game. And now all of a sudden, what? Hey, look, if you're Tampa, man, you got to figure out what's going on in the future too. I mean, this is a year where you got to figure it out. Like, are we going to let Baker walk after this season? Are we going to pay Baker? Like, I think Tampa's pissed at Baker right now, and I think Baker's pissed at Tampa. He felt undervalued.
I think they're both justified.
And I, yes.
Yeah, they're both justified.
Both can be true.
Yeah.
Both can be. So when something like that happens, that may be a marriage that's kind of done. You know, maybe he's going to move on. And so maybe they want to see what they have in Daniels, if that's somebody that they can build around moving forward. Who the hell knows? He may turn out to be a better quarterback in the NFL than he ever was in college.
That'd be crazy.
That would be wild.
KU fans.
Oh, yeah. KU fans lose their mind over that. All right. Who's having a tough Tuesday, Mac, in your book today?
How about Shams? Shams yesterday reporting about the NBA and Jeannie Buss, as we just talked about, selling. And then, of course, that comes out later. Hey, this actually isn't happening. Here's Jeannie Buss saying no. And my lawyer saying, no, we're not going to be doing that. We're not selling this 17.8% ownership. And then you've got the whole thing with him reporting, hey, by the way, it looks like ESPN's found out that no wrongdoings has been done by Steve Ballmer and the LA Clippers. He was not actually funneling any money to Kawhi Leonard. And then the NBA comes out and says, eh, there's some erroneous stuff about these reportings, and we're still conducting our investigation, and there's actually a lot of inaccuracies in this report. 0-for-2 yesterday from Shams.
Yeah, I heard from a source out in L.A. again yesterday that I was talking to, and this person told me, they go, this stuff in the NBA with Ballmer, I've been told this happens all the time. He just got brazen with it and wrote too big a check. They go, this happens all the time in the NBA, and everybody just kind of looks the other way. And so maybe they're just looking the other way in the NBA because that's normally what they do. But this is going to be an interesting one to see how it plays out. ESPN defended Shams yesterday. We stand behind our guy.
Yep.
Which was great. So now you got ESPN and the NBA fighting. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's good. No, I mean, this happened in New York for sure. I've mentioned that. But there's no way Jalen Brunson just took a $150 million pay cut. I guarantee you they're funneling money to Jalen Brunson.
Well, after talking to somebody who covers the league yesterday, and they're telling me, oh, yeah, we hear about this stuff all the time. I'm like, okay. Look, man, stop trying to think sports, and I'm talking to all of us, is altruistic. It is not. It is
It is, and I hope, but I do hope the league does something about this, and I hope they put a stop to a lot of that.
Well, they got
to
shut down everybody now, apparently, from doing this because, Jalen Brunson taking $150 million.
Oh, such a nice guy. Wow, how generous. Nah, stop.
Nobody takes $150 million. No. Nobody takes a pay cut.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of $150 million pay cut out of the goodness of their heart. No. Yeah, so, just kind of
he's not a good guy.
No, it has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's not giving $150 million back.
Just so he can have OG Anunoby next to him.
Yeah, no, that's not happening. My tough Tuesday goes to Jordan Tyson of the Saints. Out 2 months now with a hamstring injury. This is a guy that a lot of people in Kansas City wanted. I don't know when we're going to see Jordan Tyson, a wide receiver with a hamstring injury, now already out 2 months. You're talking about Halloween probably before you even see him. We kind of dodged one there, guys, right? Not having a draft. Imagine if that was our guy. And that was the wide receiver one. You'd be losing your mind over there right now.
Yeah, I'd be so pissed.
You'd be sitting in a corner, sucking your thumb, rocking back and forth, claiming the season's over and cats are falling from the sky. But that sucks if you're New Orleans to have that guy have a hamstring injury. But whoo, we dodged one there here in Kansas City. Tough Tuesday for Jordan Tyson, man.
Yeah, it was never about the talent. It was always about the injury history. 2022, torn ACL, MCL, PCL, 24, fractured collarbone, 25, sprained ankle, 2025, sprained hamstring, 2025, strained hamstring, 2026, strained hamstring. 2 months for that, man. And that's just something that'll never really go away. He's 6'3", 6'4". It's a big old hamstring that he's got. So it was never about the talent. He looked like a wide receiver one in those camp highlights. But, yep, this is why Brett Veach stayed away. So I apologize to you, Brett Veach. Good job.
Yep, you got to stay away from guys that are injured. Coming up here on 96.5 The Fan, he's the most important player for fixing the offense this year. And it ain't Patrick Mahomes. We'll tell you who it is next.
Kansas City, it's Omar Norman Lott. You're listening to Fesco and Dusky on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.